The competitive world of community radio sees so many talented faces pass in and out of its doors, but none quite like Adam Greenwood. 2SER has been graced by his voice for almost 2 years now, and the station is never quite going to be the same without him. Known lovingly by his adoring fans and the wider public as quote-unquote Greenie, generations of broadcasters will be basing their media personas off of his on-air skills. But who is Adam Greenwood really? Who is the man behind the mic?
As his producer, it's been an honor working with him. His riffing is exceptional, and no one knows how to transition into the weather quite like him.
I'd heard rumors of his ability to turn the music down to just the perfect level so that a conversation could be heard over the top of it. However, I never believed it until I saw it with my own two eyes.
Yeah, he's fine, I guess.
His timing, his elite music taste, his captivating small talk. These are all reasons why Adam Greenwood has become 2SER royalty. But we wanted to know what he was like before he was a legend. So, we spoke to Adam Greenwood's mum.
My name is Jill Greenwood and I'm Adam Greenwood's mother.
Do you remember what Adam wanted to be when he was little?
I most certainly do. Adam wanted to be a motoring journalist from the time he was very, very little. So he used to write away to Wheels magazine, and he got published quite a few times in the editorial section of Wheels magazine. And we always thought that that's where he'd end up. But we sort of thought he'd end up being Jeremy Clarkson eventually.
He thinks he's the Jeremy Clarkson of Thursday Drive, I'll tell you that. As a principal, do you think Adam gets his dictator-like attitude towards running the radio station from you?
Oh, I didn't know he had a dictator-like attitude. And I'm so proud to hear that something that he's taken that from me, and I'm just hoping that none of my staff are listening to this afternoon. But I would like to say that perhaps rather than a dictator, he's very organised. He likes things to be a certain way. And but, yes, I will take responsibility for that when he ends up in.
Thank you. Thank you. So you're who I come to when I – okay, great. You're the person I come to.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a story about Adam from when he was little?
A story about Adam from when he was little. I can tell you that when he was a baby, because he was a much-loved firstborn baby, he really got a lot of attention. You may have found that he likes a bit of attention.
Oh, yes.
And that very much like his dictatorship style, is also my fault because I gave him 24-hour-a-day attention. So I could not take him to the shops. I could not put him in a car. I could not do it because if he wasn't the centre of attention, he would cry. So I do remember a time putting him in the car to take him down to the local big shopping centre one time. And by the time he had screamed the whole way down there and I'd gotten the pram set up and got him into the pram and he then screamed the whole time in the pram, I just turned around and walked back. And I really don't think we went out for probably the next 6 months because of, he needed to be being looked at, talked to, and entertained permanently.
Nothing has changed.
But he was the most adorable child. So it was very easy to spend time with him because he really was just this, he was just a beautiful, beautiful kid. As long as he was getting all the attention.
Oh, well, I don't think much changed. He's a beautiful person as long as everyone's listening to him. And the 2SER listeners love listening to him. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jill.
It doesn't just take a stable and loving family to create a radio legend, however. It took an intense amount of focused training to turn Greenie into the radio machine he is today. And he had the perfect teacher to show him how to do it.
Hi, My name's Tim McLaughlin, the Tim McLaughlin. You know, when I met Adam, he was useless. That boy could barely speak in front of a mic. But I saw greatness in him. Not as great as me, but we all have our own natural talents. People sometimes say to me, are you the reason Adam Greenwood became the talented community radio presenter he is today? And I tell them, yes.
Look, maybe we'll never truly know how our greatest minds became so great. All we know is that 2SER is losing, well, an icon on the mic. Good luck, Adam Greenwood.